Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. First off, thank you, everyone. We've had fabulous feedback in the last pod. We really appreciate that. Some people out there yelling at us and going, we love it. It was a great pod. Botond, my friend, how are we?
Really good. Really good. And I'm happy, just for the benefit of the listeners, that we're changing the format as of today. So we're no longer listening
to Brad. It's just Body.
that's already established. But each week we're going to talk about who we think will make the playoff six based on what we just saw.
Perfect. So let's divulge into that a little bit more. So what we're going to do is, yes, Body and I, we sort of talked off air. Body tried to use text messaging, but I got missed messages, voice to text. I sent the pigeon.
They couldn't, voice to text, they couldn't spell the word I said.
So I sent the pigeon and the pigeon came back. So we've spoken. We're going to be having our top six in no particular order, but we actually put them in order this week.
Yeah.
And we're just going to say after the round, this is what our top six is. But we're also going to talk about the bottom four teams anyway. So we're going to talk about all 10. So today we are starting with our top 10 and we are starting with Botond, the Cairns Taipans.
My sixth year this week is Cairns. At one, Sydney 2, Tasmania 3, Adelaide 4, Melbourne 5, Illawarra 6. Based on the results, give me your top six and then we'll tell each other why.
Well, I am the same. I've got no problems with that. The only one I feel sorry for, I don't really care about order. They're top six, that's all right. The only one I would probably change is I'd probably put Adelaide at 3 and Tassie at 4. That was the only one I'd probably change around for me. I really liked Adelaide this weekend. Cairns were one, were great. Sydney, good again. Mind you, it was just Brisbane, and I'm saying just Brisbane because they might start waving that spoon unless they make some changes. And Adelaide was really dynamic. And I'm saying that as well, and it's probably a bit biased because I got to see them live. Like I called that game, and they really impressed me, Body. They really impressed me. But anyway, let's stay with this. We'll start with Cairns. Okay, number one, what a round by them.
Yeah, absolutely. To beat Tasmania, I mean, and they had to weather, because you know Tasmania are going to keep coming at you. So even though you build a big lead on them, they're going to come back. And
90-78 for our listeners, just so we know the score lines there. Yep, go.
And then they fought back and Cairns weathered it. And I was really impressed with Taron Armstrong.
9 of 10. Yep, that's right. 90% from the field goal, 1 of 2 from the three on that. That was the only shot he missed was a three-pointer, right? He had 20 points, 5 assists, 4 turnovers, but forget that. He's a point guard and the ball's in his hand in just under 30 minutes of play. Outstanding. Rob Edwards, man, he's a gun. Jeez, they get some good point guards up there, Cairns, don't they?
They have, historically.
Always. Like you're going back to Scotty Machado days and,
Jamal Wilson. Now, that's Cairns, and then the reason I've got them as top at the minute is because then they went in and played United at Melbourne at full strength after Melbourne's flogged Perth in Perth.
101-88, Botond.
Yeah, it was a really, really mature performance. That's what I'd describe it as. And for a group that's only been together for as short a time as they have compared to Melbourne United, I really, really rate that victory.
So let me just talk about that game. Rob Edwards had 23 points in 30 minutes. Taron Armstrong made me nervous. Really good game, but he went down a couple of times. One with a hit to the head, I think it was. Yeah. That's fine. The elbow, if I'm not mistaken, and that was a complete accident. No upgrade, thank God, none of that. But he also looked like he hurt his ankle there. He had to get it strapped again. Now, he's obviously had some injuries there. I just hope we don't hear that he's out or something. But can I also pay homage to... Oh, my God, Kyron Galloway. How good was he?
Yes.
In both games.
Yes.
Yep. He was great. 16 points against Melbourne on 6 of 10. Knocking the threes down, 4 of them. Rebounding, a couple of assists. He had 4 assists. Man, he's a real goer for them. And I thought he was great.
And they go into Melbourne without Tanner Groves. Who I thought was, really played his role very, very well against Tasmania. Yeah, so they actually went in with a piece missing.
Six guys in double figures.
Yeah. I loved Gack. I really did.
Yeah, he was great. 14 points. He was plus 21. Now, I don't like plus and minuses, right? Mm. I just think they can be, not right. But I get why that, you know, you could have someone that's a minus that plays really well. I don't mind the plus, but I don't want people to think, oh, he didn't play well when it's a minus. That's the only thing I don't like. But geez, he was great, mate. He was plus 21 now.
At the end of the blitz, I was hearing Pedro Bradshaw will be the first import cut. I'm sorry, but on what I've seen, I like him. He works hard. He's an import whose numbers
points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists.
And he's just all over the place, and he's exciting. He's chasing things down. He's working hard for the team. I like the way they look. My number all two right. this week is Sydney.
Yeah, let's go to the Sydney Kings. They played the bye. They had the Brisbane Bullets this week. Oh, my God. Outside of the fact of Casey Prather's first dunk, that was it for Brisbane. The thing I worry about Brisbane bodies, remember we said a couple of weeks ago when Coach Shuler came out and said that was pathetic?
Yeah,
first and we game. Both said, where do you go after that if it stays there, right? Well, they're still there.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going to get it from. James Bateman, 4 of 13 again, nine points. Look, from all accounts, he's a really good player, played in a very high European league, knows what he's got to do, but this is just not suiting. I don't know where they go from here, mate. I really don't.
I don't either, and I just think they're dribbling. They're over dribbling offense. There's a lot of pass offense.
I did see your article this week when you said over dribbling and where's Connor Henry when you need. I just thought that was gold.
I wondered how many would get that, but anyway.
I love that. You over dribbled.
Yeah, it's just what they're doing, and it's ugly. And I'm looking at Justin Shuler on the sideline. I'm thinking, well, it's an undisciplined rabble, mate, and the buck stops with you. It doesn't stop with getting into a press conference and saying, oh, they were pathetic or they were this or that. You picked your team.
I did pick up something in the commentary because I listened to the commentary, obviously, and I will give Derek Rucker a bit of a mention here. He mentioned about Deng Adel, and I thought it was a really good pickup.
Yes.
That guy was great in preseason.
Yep.
He's nowhere to be seen in the first few games. He was 0-5 from the three-point line. Sorry, from the field, 0-3 from the three-point line. No assists, no blocks, no steals, and 3 rebounds. Now, again, not a big plus-minus guy, but he was minus 24.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes you just got to look at that and go, what are you giving?
Yeah. What you're saying is you and I have played as well as he has because we haven't missed 5 shots.
Well, that's exactly right.
Which is ridiculous.
That's exactly right. I reckon you could kick one in.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had a knee replacement. I'm not as well balanced as I used to be. Anyway,
that'd be like me saying, Boddy, do you think you could beat Deng Adel in a one-on-one and you going, well, I have had a knee reconstruction, but yeah, I think I can.
Well, I reckon I could kill Deng Adel in a keyboard quickness race, but not anything else.
All right, let's move to number 3.
Hang on.
Sydney.
We didn't even actually talk to him because he got sidetracked on Brisbane. Sydney was very efficient. I think when you look at the final margin, you go, oh, they definitely took their foot off the pedal. No question that did happen because they were a 30-point victory was probably more reflective of how far the difference was between these two teams. It was embarrassing and hard to watch.
47 to 27 at halftime. Brisbane's first two quarters was 17 points and 10. Then it was 28 points each in the third and then 27-16 in the fourth. So ironically, Brisbane won the second half, but it was done. It was absolutely done. I thought Boondall looked good, the Brisbane Entertainment Centre. Yes, they had over 7,000 people. Well done to Brisbane. I've given credit for that. So that was really good. Sydney looked great. Xavier Cooks was brilliant yet again, 23.7 rebounds in 24 minutes.
2 3-pointers, that's what impressed me from him.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't want to harp on Brisbane because we're going to talk about the teams that are out of our 6 later. But if that's the sort of performance they're going to put in, doesn't matter if they're playing at Boondall, they'll be back to 3,000 people.
Yeah, you're right.
Because
we were supposed to talk about Sydney, but I was so humming just to talk about Brisbane because they are just annoying. Anyway.
Tasmania's 3 for me. Lost to Cairns, big game, fought back, and then fought back. Also against Perth in Hobart, 9 point first quarter. You're looking at this game, you think, well, this isn't going to go down as a classic. But it goes down as a classic because that last minute of regulation was the most chaotic I've seen in ages.
Wasn't it brilliant?
Crazy
wasn't it
stuff brilliant? Happening. Mm. And then it winds up with Milton Doyle hitting a three to tie it, send it into overtime. They win in overtime. Majuk then hits a big three at the end of overtime. So basically they re-established that we are still a pretty good team even without Jack McVay. We still have the best coach in the league. Go on.
Yeah, I just want to cut you off here. Number one, Milton Doyle, 41 minutes because it went into overtime, 20 points, 6 of 24 from the field. They shot 38%.
Oh, they were terrible.
But they were terrible.
When it mattered,
I get it. Yes. You need the big-time player, and he was great. What I did want to say is Andrew Bogut has come out this week, and he has heard it direct from Tasmania, and I've got to be honest, I'd heard some whispers as well. Will McVay will more than likely be suited up in Tasmania by Christmas.
Will McVay. So we're going to have a child of Will Magnay and Jack McVay.
Can you imagine how good he will be? Jack McVay will be in a uniform. Now,
I've just seen him go for 8 points for Houston Rockets, hit 2 3-pointers-pointers and a basket for the Rockets in an NBA preseason game.
The one thing I'll give you about Jack, and I know even Gorgeous said this as well, mate, he's a warrior. He has got no filter whatsoever. Like, I'm going to make the next shot. He's not worried. He's not that. So I hope for him he stays there. But what Bogues was saying was that he doesn't know if he'll make that 15. So then if he doesn't make the 15, then they're going to say to him, it's either A, we'll bring you up when we can, or B, you'll be in the G League for the rest of the season, right? And if they do that, then he's got to make the decision. Do I want to go up and down, maybe play NBA, or should I go back to Tasmania? How I understood that.
Yeah, likewise. I've also heard the same things.
Yeah.
If he was back in Tasmania, that'd be a great thing because, with all due respect, Ruben Tarangi, I wanted to see him blossom. And I know he was part of the five that got them back into the game when Perth seemed to have a stranglehold on it. But I'm just not seeing him do enough. He's a plus 15, whatever it is, but I just didn't see him doing enough. So I think they need McVay back. Next one in my top six this week.
Well, hang on. Can I just tell you, Tasmania, they're shooting just under 40% from the field, 27%. This is for the season. Right, 27% from the three. This is where they're missing Will. They're just averaging 80 points, not 89, not 100. You know what I mean? And that's where that's what Scott Ross, like you said, they've got one of the best coaches. So, anyway, let's move on. Adelaide, the 36ers, two fantastic wins. First off against South East Melbourne Phoenix. We'll come back to them. Isaac Humphries, Montrezl Harrell. I love the fact that they had 36 and 17 combined. Finally, they looked like they were playing good.
What did we talk about? We talked about last week. And I don't like to pat ourselves on the back, but in this instance, we both said if they get the ball into Isaac Humphries' hands early in the game, follow the Scott Ninnis philosophy, which now they appear to have done, they win both games.
Kendrick 93 Davis points comes, on 53% shooting.
Yeah. Brilliant. Kendrick Davis, big part of that. Big part
points
of that.
Points in the paint, 48. Right, and that's not even Kendrick Davis, who, he was brilliant. 21 points, 8 from the free throw line, 7 assists, 4 steals. That's
your winger. 32 against Illawarra, who's the form team of the league.
Absolutely.
And they knock them off in Wollongong. Again, belying this thing about, it's hard when you travel playing a second game. Illawarra was waiting for him in Wollongong.
Not a fan of that. Do love Kendrick Davis. Thought he was great. Isaac, we said, Montrez, got to see him up front. Man, he is loud and proud, and I love it. Like, he's, he's all in. Fantastic. And then, obviously, they came out 100 and 200. I thought they got away with one because I thought they, there was Tyler Harvey shots there that could have dropped that would have lost the game. But I'll tell you, again, they shot 50% from the field. Kendrick Davis, 32 points. Yeah. 13 of 21. So he shot 62% himself, right? 5 threes, 4 assists, 2 steals. Another great game. And everyone else pitched in beautifully.
Now, you're there behind the bench and able to hear Montrezl Harrell. Because some people are getting an impression of him watching the TV that is incorrect. They think that he's getting down on his teammates, and he's a bit of a loudmouth, and you know, and he's actually
okay. Well, let me tell you, I was
encouraging,
right there. So Nick Marshall came off. Now yeah. I think he missed the defensive assignment. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's why he was bored out. Right?
Oh, damn, I was going to quote you on that too.
Because yeah. Right. So yeah, especially you. Anyway, so Nick Marshall comes out, and I'm telling you, Montrez was in his face, like telling him, you know, all of this. Now, some people I have no doubt would perceive that of, mate, that's so wrong what you're doing.
Yeah.
What they didn't see is when he finished, give him a hug and give him five and say, I'm with you. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is what needs to happen. I've got your back. I love him. I love him. I think he's fabulous. Yes. He's loud. I played with some players like that. And it's not for everyone. Right, some players just can't cope with a player doing that
I wanted you to clarify that because, like I said, I know people have said to me, "Oh, that Harrell, he's this that." Now I think, no, he's just taken that a wrong impression 100%. From the TV. He's actually 100% behind his team.
But let me say, they are right in the way it looks. But you need to see the whole thing. And, of course, I'm standing there. I can watch the whole thing. Cameras moving left and right. You're not going to see it all when you're watching it, right? So
I actually saw you in one of the timeout huddles. You must have been standing on a ladder.
I was on someone's piggyback, Matt Russell. He was piggybacking me over the top.
Right,
can I just say Adelaide are one of my favourite teams to be in the huddle for? Because their managers, Brisbane was very good as well, but their managers, their suspension conditioning, everyone, even though it's Nick Pop, who I get along really well with, they cannot be more accommodating. Just like they know that I'm just doing my job, right, which is to be in the huddle and stuff.
Pest.
But it's pest. But that's it. But like they were just great, you know what I mean? Just there's some people that you just like, they just know and they're like, oh, good on you, you know, because they know I'm there to try and pump them up, obviously, on TV, and that's my job. And I really like them.
The Kings huddle, they've got cans of Mortine when you come.
They had that when I was playing for them. Why not? We're up to number five, Melbourne. Oh, what an interesting round for them. So they go over to Perth and they do an absolute number on them, 31-22 in the first quarter, 33-9 in the second, with no Delhi, who – congratulations, Delhi, beautiful baby daughter. Congratulations, really happy for him. And then Perth, we're going to come to them in a second, but, whoa, what a game. But, yeah, Melbourne, outstanding.
Good enough. Fantastic.
Just got the win done. But 68 points for Perth. Anyway.
How many for Bryce Cotton in that game?
Yeah, five. And you know what was funny with Bryce Cotton? I remember seeing it as well. The five that he scored was right when Shaley went off and he did a three and a two, and that was
in quick succession. And that's him for the ball game.
He looked frustrated a few times as well when they looked to do the handoff.
Looks like last year, doesn't it? Looks like this time last year.
Yes.
All right, so then Melbourne come home, put in a pretty good performance, average performance against Cairns. Cairns is too good on the night. Yeah. But, you know, you're looking at Melbourne saying, okay, now Delhi's back. There's a little disruption. It's not okay. I've got no issues. And they're still a top six side. And so is Illawarra, despite losing at home to Adelaide. That's my six.
Can I just call out one thing that did surprise me? Shaley, I thought, you know, he is unbelievable, his defense on Friday night. But I thought he made some interesting decisions at the end of the game there against Melbourne versus Cairns, which was un-Shaley-like.
So you're saying he made bad decisions?
Yes.
Put your foot in it. He made
bad decisions. I did. I think he made some ugly decisions.
Honestly, I think, and this is true of Damian Martin, who we both love, right? And going back to Simon Dwight, that those guys that have a reputation as being, quote, great defensive players, unquote, the referees just basically buy into that and give and are a little bit more lenient with them some of the time too. I'm not talking about Shaley's decision making at the end of the game. I'm just talking about Shaley, Matthew Dellavedova, and Bull Quall as three players who actually are getting away with a fair bit defensively. That really is not. I don't think it's within the rules.
All right, talk to me about the Bullets. We'll go down now and talk about the other four. That's our top six. So we're now going to hang on, Illawarra.
Well, we talked to Illawarra. They dropped the game at home, but I don't think there's anything to worry about with them.
Agreed.
Let's talk first New Zealand because they're off in the runaround playing the NBA.
Yeah, it's not doing too well over there. They got smashed again today.
Who does do well over there? I mean, with the exception of Adelaide one time. But anyway, so New Zealand, we're not judging New Zealand in our six because the sample size is too small. So at this point, they're not in my six consideration, but when they get back and play some games, they will change. So, they're not really in this conversation. I think Perth, Southeast Melbourne and Brisbane, for the most part, were embarrassing. That's the best word I can use.
So
Perth at home was humiliated.
Abysmal. So Perth and New Zealand, you put the back burner, like you said, for what's happened. I don't know who worries me more between Bullets and Southeast. I don't know which one. I don't know which one's worse.
I think Brisbane is because I don't think their personnel. Like I said last week on the show, and you agreed, they picked up Southeast Melbourne picked up three NBL championship winners from the Kings in Angus Glover, Jordan Hunter, and Derek Walton. That's three champions. That's good stuff coming to your culture.
Yeah, good book.
Now you got some reasonable.
Don't forget Tommy Vidanovic as well.
So you're basically saying that the personnel exists there. That's a shambles because, well, you know, I don't know why. That's something we'll have to discuss. But you go to Brisbane. I don't think the personnel is that good.
Well, completely agree with you and you base it on Southeast Melbourne, but I don't know. I just don't know where. You know what? We're moving on. What's your best moment of the round?
Look, it's tough for me because I've got to split Sam Wardenberg rejecting Ruben Tarangi, the ball flying loose to Tanner Groves. He passes it to Taron Armstrong, throws down a wicked two-handed dunk that. Or Milton Doyle's three-pointer.
Oh, yeah.
That forces overtime against Perth and then Tasmania wins.
Did you see everyone, like some people were complaining that was running up and down the sideline?
Clint Steindl up and down. Well, he's actually allowed to take
it. He's allowed. And I thought the NBL came out and did a good job of that. So anyway, putting that. So I agree. I do like both of them, but no, I went for the Casey Prather's dunk.
That was a good start.
I thought that was brilliant. That's, you know, I don't like the old Casey Prather conversation. You know what I mean? I get it why people say that. But man, he up fake. One, two big dribbles and bang, and he threw that down, and it was awesome. You know what it was? It was the old Casey Prather, the boom, boom. All right, who's your player of the round?
Well, I had to. It was a hard split, but because you're going for the other one, I'm going for Kendrick Davis. I think he stepped up when they needed him to step up. Yeah, he was one of the keys. He and Isaac Humphries were the two keys to Adelaide's success, I think, because you know what you're going to get from Dijan Vasiljevic. You know what you're going to get from Harrell. You know what you're going to get from Sunday Ditch, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that was a big key. And I think Kendrick Davis had a lot to do with.
To our listeners, we did speak about this and we couldn't split him or Taron Armstrong. Yep. That's the honest truth. So we went one each and that's what it was. I thought Taron's game, especially up in Cairns, was just special. I mean, that was just unbelievable. All right, mate, let's talk. I just want to get you, before we go to our Nodge Nasties and everything, can you tell me about the next round? Just want to pick Cairns at home versus Perth starting Thursday night.
Cairns.
Yep.
Keanu Pinder's also out of that game.
Yes.
Not that makes a huge difference. I still would have gone for Cairns even if he was playing.
Adelaide at home versus Sydney. This is a blockbuster. I'm going Sydney on the road.
Oh, what a shock.
Oh, and you saying going for Adelaide's not a shock.
Yeah,
it's not a shock.
All right, how often have I gone for Adelaide? Come on.
Rewind.
You know I've been
Let's
on Tasmania
Next
for
Next week
years.
I'm going back through 152 pods and I'm going to find out how much you've done. Illawarra at home versus Tassie. I'm going the Hawkies after a loss.
Yeah. Oh, gee, that's a hard
one. I don't know if Tasmania can score enough for that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Illawarra are real good in the open court.
I'm tending to agree with you, which means I'll probably need to see a shrink.
So you'll go to Tasmania.
Yeah, I'll go with Illawarra too because it was a struggle for them.
Both those
games.
Here's a good one, buddy.
Yep.
Southeast Melbourne Phoenix at home versus Brisbane.
Can both of them lose? Is that possible?
I'll tell you what will be funny if it's like, you know, 89 all and there's a blackout and they've got to cancel a game at the end or something. I'm going Phoenix at home. Phoenix
yes, first. Yeah, because as I said earlier when we talked about these two teams, I think Phoenix has the better personnel.
Agreed.
I'm not sure about the coaching. I'm not convinced by their coaching and I'm certainly not convinced by Brisbane's coaching. Yeah. So when it comes down to personnel, I think they're less shambolic than Brisbane. So I'll go for Phoenix.
Okay, good call. Man, this is a tough one. Kings at home against Cairns. Now, Cairns have a good record in Sydney.
Yeah.
So but I don't – that's a real hard one.
if Adelaide beats Sydney, I can't see Sydney losing twice.
Two in a row. That's right.
I can see that with Perth. I can see them losing 3-4, but because that's not the Perth of the old days. But this is the Sydney of the old days. So that's a tough one. Do we have Cairns? Do they got another game this round, or is that it?
No, that's it.
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. That's a really hard one. I could change my mind on that 15 times. I'm going to go for Cairns.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not surprised who you're going for.
I'm going for the referees.
I knew that.
I will go for Bull Quoll to come up hard against Cairns and get a win and hit some big shots down there at home. Don't forget, really? Sydney lost their last home game.
Okay, really? Like who does Bull – see, I don't think Bull Quoll is as much value to your team if there's no stud on the other team for him to guard. So who's he guarding? Because if he's got an assignment, he's a factor.
I'm chucking him on Taron Armstrong.
Armstrong?
That's for sure.
Not Rob Edwards?
No, I was going to say, but then if he's not playing Rob Edwards, that was where I was heading to. Yeah. So I think the only problem I'd worry with him on Rob Edwards would be he'll get in foul trouble really quickly. That would be my only concern. Yeah. But he might do that against Taron Armstrong as well. I believe Taron's just that a bit slower, if that's the right words, but so crafty. But then, you know, I don't know. Then what, do you want to put Jalen Adams on him?
They've been teammates. So it's not like Taron Armstrong will be surprised by all the hugging and cuddling that Bull will be doing.
All right, Melbourne versus Adelaide at Melbourne at home, obviously.
I think Melbourne has
hang on, sorry. I just realised you asked me, does Cairns have another game? Yes, they did on Thursday night against Perth. Sorry, that was up there. Yes.
Makes no difference.
No, so I'm exactly.
Staying on the same thing. And with Melbourne, Adelaide, I'm gonna just lean to Melbourne. I think they've got a. Adelaide's bigs are so good, and Melbourne's bigs are not quite.
Both of those. Now, see, Adelaide's coming. I need to see a game on Friday night. This is where it's hard. You do need to see those games that they play. I'll go Melbourne at home. That's all. I'll just go Melbourne. I'm just swinging just because of the home, the way they played last round.
I think so too, but Melbourne a little bit, that was such a good performance against Perth that to lose to Cairns, maybe a little bit of a letdown. I think they can swoop out. That should be a good game. There's some good games on this one.
There was
so many rubbish games as they turned out. We had a couple of real good ones, but boy, did we have some rubbish.
Not wrong. All right, give me a nodge nasty.
All right, my nodge nasty, anybody who reads my blog knows that I was absolutely gobsmacked in the last minute and 6 seconds to go. There's in the Illawarra-Adelaide game. The score is 100 to 101. We've just seen Tyler Harvey hit a massive three. Then Kendrick Davis hit a massive three. They take time out, and we cut to Ariana Prather and Derek Rucker previewing Brisbane versus Sydney, which, okay, I understand. Yeah, because it's a timeout, I understand we're doing that. But for a start, you shouldn't have. But secondly, if you are, as soon as they're back on court, kill that off. But no, they come back on court, and on the small screen to the left, you've got the action happening. Trey Kell's driving. He's driven through the key. He's hit the floor. He's on the floor. Something's going on. We're still listening to Ariana Prather and Derek Rucker. Now, that to me was ridiculous and offensive. But subsequently, I have had a call from Derek Rucker who's told me that they actually had pre-recorded that. So that really slotting that in there where they looked like it was live, it looked like it was live, and that they were just chatting and didn't care at all about, it's close in Wollongong. That wasn't the case. That was edited in. So they're just as miffed as anybody else because that really didn't belong there. And whoever is doing the producing on some of these broadcasts really have got no idea. But that was the worst of the worst. I've seen some bad stuff, but that's among the worst I've seen in broadcasting. Give us something happy in the Rose and Rattler. Come on.
I'd like to go something happy, but my Rose and Rattler is Southeast Melbourne Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
I'm just like at a stage where, you know, when they came into the league, they were very good. And then, you know, Tasmania came in. You thought, look what they've done, and the two teams. Yes. And then, you know, I I had Southeast in my 6-1 year, and then they bang. And then last year I was like, they're not going to make it. Not only did they not make it, they came dead last. And now this year I'm like, they're in my 6 again. I like what they've done. I like how they've got, you know, the Sobey getting out of Brisbane in a bit of an ugly situation. Mm. So that's going to give him a little bit. Love Jordan Hunter, love Angus, love, you know, you mentioned all these players. And Derek, man, no, what is going on? These players, they look like they've never played together. And forget that, you know, they've only, you know, it's 3, 4, 5 games in. Mate, they've had the whole offseason. They've had preseason games. Enough, right? You've got to be ready. There's no excuse. They're not playing with what it looks like. They look like they're upset with each other. They look like, why aren't I playing? There's calls bench. Sobey should be benched, play Angus Glover more. It's ugly. It is real ugly, and I don't understand it, because I think the program has got so much going for it, but yet they still can't win ball games. Something's got to change, buddy. I don't know what it is. And, Matt, you know, you said, is it the coach? I don't know. I like Mike Kelly. He's a former coach of the year.
Yeah.
Right? But, so, and if they got rid of Mike Kelly, what? Who's next? What, are they going to put Sam McKinney in there? Are they going to go somewhere else? Like, is that going to make a difference? I don't know.
I would say this about Mike Kelly. The year that he was coach of the year was the year Cairns did really well. But the previous year, they didn't do very well. The year after that, they didn't do very well. Southeast Melbourne in his first year didn't do very well. And now you're sort of saying, okay, so there was that one out of the box when he had the three imports all going really well in his program, you know, Cam Oliver and the two guards, Taji McCall and the other one that I've forgotten.
Okay, well, let me go that to you then, mate. They've got good imports this year. Terry Walden Jr. not playing well at the moment. I'll be the first to admit that, right? But, mate, they've got some great imports playing for them at this stage. And I just was like, what have you got to do to get a win right now? I don't know, man. And I'm just, it disappoints me that they can't do what they need to do. I mean, oh man. I mean, how good was Matt Hurt the other day? 32 points.
Yeah,
I don't mind Wieskamp. I mean, I know he only had like 9 points or something on the weekend, but I like him.
You got to know your role. You got to know how it fits. You got to know where that. I don't think anything is established. That team has no identity, and they don't stand for anything. Okay, and if you don't stand for anything, then you'll fall for anything. And they've been falling all over themselves since the season started. Mate, we've got to wrap. We've passed half an hour. People are tuning out.
People, we lost them at hello. Everyone, botond, as I get told, call him correctly.
All right. Talk next week.
Thank you, everyone. Talk to you next week. Brad and Body Podcast. We love it. We're having some fun. Check us out on socials. See you next week.
So, Brad, do you remember Torvill and Dean?
Oh, of course I do. The Olympic ice skating champions.
Right.
World champions.
You know what they've got in common with Mike Kelly?
Oh.
He's skating on ice too, and it's very thin.
BOTINAGI.com.
Itchy, why?